Good morning. My name's Martin. Many of you probably know, a member of this community. And I'm continuing the theme for this week, which is water, and it's a free choice. So I've chosen Jesus' encounter with the woman at the well. Lord, we give thanks for this day. Make us ready for welcoming our guests, and that this start to Summerfest will go well and be a rewarding and fun time for everyone. Amen. The reading is from John's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 4 to 15. Now he had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." The poem Water by Philip Larkin. If I were called in to construct a religion, I should make use of water. Going to church would entail affording to dry different clothes. My litany would employ images of sousing, a furious, devout drench. And I should raise in the east a glass of water where any angled light would congregate endlessly. This poem, written by Philip Larkin, is a rather tongue-in-cheek idea of celebrating that liquid which unites us all in our need for it. Despite being an unbeliever, his poems, when they touched upon religion, reveal a fondness for traditional Anglicanism, as well as some criticism. So here you see a new religion performed in terms of Christian rituals, all rather unserious on the surface, with some serious undertones. The last image of a glass of water being raised imitates the communion cup. It's a transcendent moment and creates at the same time a rather ambiguous image. But one understanding is that is being an acceptance of different people with different ideas, light from all directions. The woman at the well is seen as Jesus' first movement towards ministering to people other than the Jews. And the first person is a despised Samaritan with a bad reputation among her own people, an outcast among outcasts. A woman too. Better be careful, Jesus, a rabbi chatting on his own to a woman. Could start gossiping. The water he offers her is living water. And again, it's a bit of a double meaning. Living water was used to mean water from a stream, pure and refreshing, not stagnant like still water could be. But Jesus also means spiritual refreshment and renewal. Larkin's poem is about a simple secular celebration, perhaps a bit of a reaction to the overcomplicated of traditional religion, as he saw it. But it was written in 1954, the same year that Brother Roger of Teze wrote The Rule of Life for his ecumenical community, which welcomes Christians of all backgrounds from all over the world. And a few years later, work began on this chapel. Scargill, an ecumenical community of different Christian backgrounds, which welcomes people of other faiths or none. Light from all directions. There are some ugly forces at work in this world which want to cause division, both in our country and abroad. So let's pray for these places and that our communities of faith can become beacons of hope. Could we now pray privately while some music is played? May the Lord bless this day. Amen. And breakfast will be served shortly.